next on the 5 o'clock report.
National Bible Week runs November 24th through the 30th.
They made 7 simulation runs.
By September, it was more than 100 times as common as it had been last year.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The impeachment process will continue into the next phase after the Thanksgiving holiday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers involved in the inquiry have not yet decided to move forward with the articles of impeachment.
Whoever's decision is made to go forward will be based on our honoring our oath of office, not on the resistance to the truth.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the facts have been presented.
I don't know how many more people they want to try to bring forward, but every time they do, it goes right back to the case that the president did not make conditions, the president released the money, and Ukraine did nothing for the money to be released.
A comprehensive report will likely be prepared for the Judiciary Committee as House Democrats consider a range of charges against the president. Meanwhile, 3 U.S. Muslim men are having their case go to the Supreme Court. The 3 sued federal agents for putting them on the no-fly list. The men claim they were put on the restricted list because they refused to spy on fellow Muslims. The Department of Justice is arguing they can't sue individual employees of the government. Overseas, protests in Israel. Following the indictment of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. This as Netanyahu serves as caretaker prime minister following a failed attempt to cobble together a government last month.
Netanyahu is vowing to keep leading the country, and under Israeli law, he can stay in office until a final verdict. Even if he's eventually convicted, the appeals process could take years.
That's correspondent Roxanne Superi. It's been 56 years today since the assassination of then-President John F. Kennedy. Kennedy was shot and killed on November 22, 1963, while riding in an open car in Dallas, Texas. Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested and charged with the president's murder before being shot and killed while in police custody. From looking back to glancing ahead, National Bible Week gets underway on Sunday.
While America begins thinking about turkey and all the trimmings, evangelical leaders will be reminding us of the importance of Scripture. National Bible Week runs November 24th through the 30th. The first observance took place in 1941 and was declared by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Christians are being encouraged to spend some time next week reading the Bible, talking to others about it, and even giving a few copies away.
That's Michael Harrington reporting. Repair number 2 at the International Space Station today. Luca Parmitano and Andrew Morgan slicing through stainless steel tubes to fix a cosmic ray detector.
Okay, Drew, so I copied you are in bat on your suit.
Space consultant Phil Harwood tells CBS.
They trained extensively for this repair work before they were launched. They made 7 simulation runs in a big water tank where they can kind of pretend they're weightless. They've done virtual reality training, and of course they've reviewed all that before going out the hatch.
Today's repair sets the stage to install new coolant pumps during the third spacewalk on December 2nd. Still to come this Friday, reaction to bail changes in New York, showing support for abortion in Pennsylvania, and chicken makers in the spotlight.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Tonight, chilly. Evening clouds, a couple of flurries and sprinkles, and some clearing. Low temperatures, 20s. Sunshine a good part of the day tomorrow, but clouds increase late. High temperatures in the 40s. Rather cloudy tomorrow night into Sunday. Now again, Sunday could bring a little wintry mix, especially early in the day, from I-81 and points east. Other areas are dry, by and large. High temperatures Sunday, mostly in the upper 30s to the middle 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Today, a Center County judge handing down the same sentence to former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. The 75-year-old resentenced today in Bellefonte to 30 to 60 years in prison for 45 counts of child sex abuse. The resentencing followed an appeals court ruling that mandated minimum sentences were improperly applied in the case. Sandusky was convicted in 2012 and maintains his innocence. Members of New York's law enforcement community are speaking out against Governor Cuomo's sweeping changes to the state's bail system. Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, the changes that will take effect on New Year's Day will eliminate cash bail for misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies, allowing people who have been charged but not yet convicted of a crime to stay out of jail before their court date. Onondaga County Sheriff Eugene Conway says more than 400 crimes will require mandatory release, including second-degree manslaughter and aggravated assault, and judges will not be allowed to consider a defendant's threat to public safety. Prosecutors and defendants will also have to share all the information they have before trial and defendants will be able to look at the prosecution's evidence before pleading guilty to a crime. The sheriff and Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick are urging lawmakers to demand more consideration of the changes. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf withholding his signature from a pro-life bill. Wolf vetoed the measure that would have banned abortions if an unborn baby received a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. In his veto message, the Democratic governor says the bill, quote, is a restriction on women. A teenager in Allegheny County faces counts of manslaughter and murder following a suspicious fire in Clarksville, New York. Troopers sought the 17-year-old when two bodies were found inside the suspect's home. Police don't believe the two people were killed by the fire. November is not yet over, but the Oxford Dictionary is releasing its 2019 Word of the Year. Phil Hewlett explains it's actually two words.
The honor goes to climate emergency. Oxford said usage of the phrase increased so steeply this year that by September, it was more than 100 times as common as it had been last year. Climate emergency was chosen from a group of environment-related words and terms, including climate crisis, global heating, climate action, eco-anxiety, and ecocide.
Next at 5, we get an update on issues in Albany and Harrisburg with Family Life's Bob Price.
With the experts on the issues, they are Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Gear at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Big win on the Sanctity of Human Life front this week in Harrisburg, Michael. The Down Syndrome Protection Act has now passed both the House and the Senate. The governor says he will veto this bill, but this is still an important win for the pro-life movement. What is the message that you want to send with this legislation?
Well, every life in the womb deserves to live, and there should be no targeting for death because of a disability diagnosis. You know, increasingly, with the ease of diagnosing in the womb the condition of Down syndrome, these babies are being targeted for death. Yeah. Here in Pennsylvania, upwards of 60% to 80% are the estimates. And we're trying to send a message to Pennsylvanians through this legislation that every life deserves to be protected from conception until natural death. And we encourage people to contact the governor and tell him to have a heart and to protect these lives.
Yeah, hard to believe, Jason, but it's been almost a year since New York's Reproductive Health Act, RHA, took effect. I know a lot of folks were just aghast when they saw that bill signing ceremony. But the left is kind of lamenting the lack of late-term abortions that have resulted from this. What in the world does that mean?
During the debate last year, there was the argument made by those that were advocating for abortion expansion that no, this had nothing to do with late-term abortion. This wasn't changing anything. It was simply codifying Roe. And we made the argument all along, this is about late-term abortion expansion. We were, you know, called out for that in media and other places. But now we are seeing that senators and those that advocated for this are lamenting the fact that this is not resulting in an increase in late-term abortions, and they expect to see some further action coming. So remember, folks, this was all about late-term abortion expansion.
Michael, a lot has been made about the Chick-fil-A controversy and the decision not to financially support organizations like Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. They've been under a lot of pressure, Chick-fil-A, for years. We've hit everything. I'm not buying any more chicken from them, you know. I mean, what is your take on this? And did they really cave to political correctness here?
I have to say that I was disappointed to hear the news that they were changing some of their giving, and specifically the rationale it was given by their president and COO in an interview with a business magazine in which he said, as we move into new markets, places like New England and Europe, we need to make it clear who we are. And to combine that statement with the decision to stop funding and donating to Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes has sent a message that a lot of people have taken to say that they're sort of trying to soften their Christian stance, and that has disappointed a lot of people. I sent a message to Chick-fil-A to say, if indeed you are trying to quell those who oppose you from the LGBT community, that won't work. And in addition, an action like that will tend to diminish the support that you have for many Christians and those who support the values that you have purported historically.
Yeah.
So it's a challenging position right now for Chick-fil-A.
It really is, especially when you look at the history. They don't open on Sunday. That's how serious they are about their faith-based founding. And, you know, a lot of Christians just kind of felt, Jason, betrayed by this move. What's been your reaction to this controversy?
You know, I'm concerned about the message it sends to other Christian business owners. And that's essentially what's happening here. We see this all across the country. We see where LGBT activists mount campaigns against specific companies because they want to send the chilling message to others that you dare not step out of line. And so when you see a company that is as large and as successful as Chick-fil-A, who now is going to kowtow and get in line, I'm very sad to say that this is the day that Chick-fil-A appears to have chickened out.
That's Michael Gear and Jason McGuire. You can listen to and download Family Life News features at fln.org/podcast. Now time for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks closing slightly higher amid continued concern over China trade talks. The major indexes posted modest gains after positive comments about a potential trade deal from President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 109 points, the S&P 500 rose 6, and the NASDAQ gained 13 points. Ambassador Advisors, helping faithful stewards do more. You can find details at ambassadoradvisors.org. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, and we're back with today's MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
Myths can be useful. They often teach and inspire us. They're only a problem when people believe them. Too often, people accept myths about money as truth, like money brings happiness. A survey reported on by the American Psychological Association shows that households with millions in assets simply have different, but not fewer, problems. Another study showed test subjects were happier giving money away than spending it on themselves. Another myth is that money provides security. Many studies show that people do feel more secure as their income rises, but only to the point where their basic needs are met: food, shelter, and clothing. The only true contentment is found in Christ, and it's entirely free.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiette.
Thank you, Tracy. New Era will be rocking this Sunday. The Bills host the Broncos. Buffalo holding the top wildcard spot at 7-3. Denver 3-7. Banged up Steelers travel to Cincinnati to battle the 0-10 Bengals. The Steelers still alive in the playoff hunt at 5-5. Two of the NFL's oldest franchises meeting in the league's 100th season when the Giants and the Bears class in Chicago. The Giants 2-8. The Bears 4-6. Dolphins looking to bounce back from last week's loss. They visit the Browns in Cleveland. The Browns coming off two wins after losing four straight. They're 4-6. The Fins are 2-8. The Raiders look to make it four in a row when they visit the Jets. Jets, Oakland 6-4. The Jets just 3-7. Battle of the Birds Sunday in Philadelphia. Eagles host the Seahawks at the Link. The Eagles 5-5. The Seahawks 8-2. And one of the biggest college games of the year for the Nittany Lions. Number 8 Penn State travels to Columbus to take on number 2 Ohio State. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Keeping an eye on the skies as we enter a busy travel week. One system moving up the East Coast this weekend threatens a little wintry mix for those of you in eastern Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York, Saturday night, Sunday. After that, though, good traveling conditions are expected early next week, Monday, Tuesday. Then another system comes in Wednesday or right before the big day with possibly wind and showers, and maybe at the end some snow will follow that. For the night tonight, chilly. Evening clouds, a couple of flurries and sprinkles, then some clearing. Low temperatures, 20s. Sunshine a good part of the day tomorrow, but clouds increase late. High temperatures in the 40s. Rather cloudy tomorrow night into Sunday. Now again, Sunday could bring a little wintry mix, especially early in the day, from I-81 and points east. Other areas are dry, by and large. High temperatures Sunday, mostly in the upper 30s to the middle 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, they're green, bald, and have big ears and big eyes. Family Life's Brandon Dixon fills us in on what they are.
Yes, Baby Yoda toys are coming in time for Christmas.
Do or do not. There is no try.
The popular character from the Disney Plus Star Wars show, The Mandalorian, has taken the internet by storm with his cuteness. While not actually the original Yoda character, the little green baby known only as the Child will be on shelves and online within days. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. And that's the world we live in this 22nd of November. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.